Hello, welcome back to the fourth interview of the final day of Graphically Speaking. I'm here with Mo. Hi, Mo.
Hi, Paul.
How are you doing?
Good, not too bad. How are you?
Good. Pretty good. I'm tired, but I'm good.
Yeah,
it's cool. So you're talking about Towards Screamism, a retrospective study of the history of horror. Can you tell us a little bit about what you did for the symposium and a little bit about your work?
So I'll give you a really quick run through my research and how I came to Screamism.
Sounds good.
So I kind of, I was interested last year in the idea of, you know, monsters and, like, you know, how societies identify monsters and how do we call something a monster and why do we call something a monster. And then I kind of moved into... So I guess I kind of got interested in the idea of her as an emotion, as an, like, an emotion that kind of, I felt like it was really interesting. So I kind of tried to trace back some sort of a, like, a visual trace in the history of the visual culture, and kind of tried to choose certain points in time where I can move between those points and maybe draw some connections. So what I've done is, I chose the painting for Edvard Munch. It's called Scream.
The Scream, right.
And then I chose the movie Scream from Wes Craven, the director. And I chose the emoji face screaming in fear, which is probably not how it's used, but this is the actual definition of it. And I kind of moved backwards. I moved from... backwards from the emoji, kind of going back to Edvard Munch, and I kind of made some connections between, I feel like, kind of cultural and, you know, also like psychological, you know, connections, and that brought up the idea of horror, because this is how the audience feels, you know, when they kind of get exposed to certain things, like horror movies, mm-hmm. or like... they call it art horror, the thing that you get, like, it's the medium that is cross art, cross media, which is things like paintings and movies and on. And then I ended up with the emoji, the face screaming in fear, and you know, the argument that I made was that, you know, the emoji kind of represents how the current culture is manifesting itself into, like, you know, that very small, you know, icon that kind of represents everything that we're feeling.
Yeah.
And it underlines a wider and bigger, much bigger frustration, social frustration, and collective, you know, kind of horror that is going on.
Right.
But it's really, you know, very subtle and, like, very, you know, So I felt like it could be, like, an interesting thing to, like, kind of use the similarities, you know, in terms of wording, and create some sort of a cultural movement that could be, you know, used within graphic communication design, and have the history of that, of my research, inform probably my, you know, my future practice. Yeah.
Right. So you came up with Screamism.
Screamism, yeah.
Cool.
And it's under my name on Wikipedia.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Cool. So you wrote a manifesto for it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Can you tell us a little bit about it?
So I felt like, so a manifesto is, for me, is kind of a statement. So a person feels really strongly, it's more also like a critical statement. So, like, a person feels really strongly about a certain idea, and he believes in it, and then he wants to share that with a collective. So he kind of defines what this idea is in really strong and, like, really direct sequence of statements. And ideas, and he puts it out there and tries to communicate it to other people and see if they kind of, their thinking aligns with it, and then maybe he would gather a group of people and create some sort of a, you know, just a collective agreement on certain ideas and approaches. Yeah. So it's not like a one man thing, it's not like not a one person thing, it has eventually to be a collective.
It's a work in progress still.
It's cool. Definitely still very in a very early stage, very draft. It's going to be rewritten multiple times, I'm guessing. Yeah, and the interesting thing, what I'm hoping for is that for the next period is to have my practice, or like me trying to define what screamism is visually, could inform the actual writing and ideology of screamism.
Okay. So do you see it as, do you want other people to contribute to how the manifesto
absolutely.
Turns out?
Okay, yeah, cool. Yeah, absolutely. I kind of, what I've done is, the whole writing experience for me was like really new. So what I've done is I went through most of the manifestos that have been written.
Right.
All of them. And I kind of got a sense of what different people, how they write a manifesto and why, and how is that reflecting the actual idea of the movement, or the, you know, the kind of the phenomena that was happening at the point at that time. And I kind of tried to create my own version, but with the ideas that I have in mind that are, that represents screamism.
Right.
So it was kind of really rough, really aggressive, really intuitive, and counterintuitive at the same time, really paradoxical, really, you know, kind of, you know, obsessive in a way, investigative in a way. So yeah, and those are all traits that come from the core of screamism, I think.
Cool.
Yeah,
so you have that in your drawer downstairs. It's gone. There, right?
Yeah, someone, I think I would like to think that someone liked it so much that they took it.
Yeah, that's what I think. Yeah, that's why it's gone.
Yeah, that's what I'd like to think, hopefully.
Is it available online anywhere?
It's not yet, but it will be soon.
Yeah, because I think people would be interested to read it.
Absolutely. And I'll probably, what I will do is probably just put it, put a version online and have it, the option of being edited. So it's going to be some sort of like a, kind of a, like a Wikipedia, but also people has to show some sort of an interest to be able to like engage with the manifesto. It's like more of an interactive, ongoing work in progress, literally. Manifesto.
That would be interesting. Okay, yeah. I'm going to ask you more about your drawer soon.
Please.
But first, what is screamism's intention? Can you define it? Is it a way of life, a design, a call to action? And can we be involved in how?
So that, those are too many questions.
Yeah, that's a lot of questions. What's screamism's intention? Do you have? Okay. Is there an intention behind it?
So the intention is, I'm hoping to utilize screamism to become a design method, and hoping that it will become, I'll focus more now for it to be a design method, but I'm hoping also like to become an, some sort of an ideology that could be borrowed by other, you know, neighboring domains that would find it, you know, interesting as well. And its intention is to kind of addresses reality through graphic design, with graphic design, but with the intensity and the aggressiveness that simulates the actual act of screaming.
Okay.
Which it's an intense response that you get from someone when they scream, but you do that through work of graphic design.
Cool.
That will send a very clear, very intense message out there, very critical, you know, very kind of, you know, controversial, maybe.
Cool.
Does that make sense?
Definitely.
Okay, cool.
And so the second part of the question was, can we be involved and how?
So as I said before, it's going to be online, and I'll probably, what usually happens within this phase is to for the person to collect signs on, you know, people signing the manifesto, the people that would read it and know about the idea and agree with it. They would sign like as many as I want. And if it reaches a certain, you know, amount, then we can probably meet to see how we can take this idea forward, you know. Cool. So once it's online, people can definitely participate and sign. Please.
Sounds good.
Thanks.
So we're just coming to the end of the interview. Cool. But I know, it went fast, right?
Yeah, like a good time. You know,
can you quickly tell us what else is in your drawer downstairs?
So I have a newspaper that I got, and I kind of erased all the text and images.
It's like redacted.
Yeah,
right?
Everything is completely removed, but with one word that is there, which is help.
Cool.
Yeah, and I think it's very self-explanatory. I don't want to over-explain it to the people that would look at it. I would like to have some space for people to, like, kind of, you know, get whatever, you know, kind of message from it. Yeah.
Cool. So everyone go look in Mo's drawer.
Thank you. Yes, please do.
Cool. Thanks, Mo.
Thank you, Paul.
We're going to have a 15-minute break, and then we'll be back. Bye.